live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number for you, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features you will find there. We give them to you. You can actually create the content of the site if you'd like. You find something online that you think's interesting, you would like to share it with other listeners, you may do that by submitting it as show prep, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you've suggested. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can at that point submit different things, and then others vote, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. And freetalklive.com allows you to kind of share and socially share bookmarks, if you will, I suppose, with other listeners.
I think the real advantage is that you're reaching a group of people who are liberty-minded, and they're significantly larger than your Facebook page. If you're one of these folks that goes and puts a story on your Facebook page so people will see it, you're going to see, a lot more eyes are going to see it at freetalklive.com.
Maybe so. Get on over there and get interactive. freetalklive.com. So we're going to start out by going right to the phones, and we'll talk to Carla, who is also known as the president of the Free State Project. Carla, welcome to Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, it's a pleasure. We don't get to hear from you too often, so there must be a reason you're calling us tonight.
You know, I am calling because I'm extremely excited to announce that we have hit our 1,000 participants of the Free State Project in state in New Hampshire.
That's a pretty Woo-hoo. Important number. So you're saying 1,000 people are in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project.
That's correct, yes.
It's been a long time coming, hasn't it, Carla?
You know, it's certainly, sometimes I look at that counter and I'm just like, move! So this is pretty exciting. You know, I think sometimes it helps when there's sort of a goal or a number. And, you know, we've been watching it since 9:50 and we've all been sort of egging each other on. And I think that sort of excitement helps people to think, wow, you know, maybe I should move now. And, of course, we have Liberty Forum coming up, and that's sort of often an impetus for people to finally make that change and make that move. So I'm feeling pretty excited.
How is it looking, by the way, Liberty Forum? I had heard months ago that it was on track to be maybe the best-selling, most popular Liberty Forum of all time, but I haven't heard any updates since then. Can you give us kind of the scoop there? Do you know?
Sure. It's looking really good. I know we've sold out all our hotel rooms that we needed to get. You know, the speakers are lined up. In fact, I was working on some press releases this morning for Chris Lawless, who's the organizer of Liberty Forum. And it was fun because I didn't really know that much about Salatin, who's sort of the food freedom guy. And
is that how you pronounce it, Joel Salatin? I pronounce it as Salatin.
You know, I was on some radio show a while back, and the guy said he was friends with him, and he sort of corrected me, so I'm not sure, but he said
Joel
it was Salatin, so
that
I don't know.
That makes sense. This is the guy that wrote You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. He will be one of the keynote speakers at the Liberty Forum coming up. By the way, we're less than a month away pretty much at this point, February 23rd through the 26th, so it's going to be very soon. It'll be up on top of you before you know it.
Yeah, it's coming up really soon, and I'm optimistic that some of your listeners, you know, may feel the excitement from the first 1,000 and sort of go, well, you know, I may as well come to Liberty Forum and never leave.
It
we
happens.
Like to
it does
that
happen.
Way.
There are a lot of people that come, and they have such a great time. I think everybody has a great time. Most people have a great time.
But you don't understand the community until you experience it. It's one thing to
can't
hear.
Possibly know.
Yeah, it's one thing to hear the stories. It's one thing to hear people talk about moving to New Hampshire and their experiences. But it's a whole other thing to actually come and meet these people in real life.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think
Derek
that's
J, if you had heard.
True.
I mean, Derek J., you watched a lot of videos before coming up here, but did it give you anything more than just a taste of what it was really like?
It was only that, just a taste, because once I got here, I was overwhelmed by the amount of liberty activism that was happening, just more than I can imagine, and more than I can handle in a day. Right. there is a lot of activity here in Keene. But, Carla, I'm curious. I'm also really excited about the 1,000 participants in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Do you have any expectations expectations for the next 1,000, or are there any goals that you'd like to meet before that happens?
No, you know, I was IMing actually with Ian before the show, and Ian, I actually had a question for you. Was it originally it was Free Talk Live that sort of started the whole let's set a goal and let's, you know, get to the 1,000 mark, right?
Not really true. The Free State Project approached me and asked me if I would be kind of like, I don't know, like the first signer or something
the
like that, or
the crier.
First,
the headliner.
Yeah. Like basically that I was the one that was starting the petition. They wanted to essentially use my my name to kind of get it out there, so to speak. So I was one of the pushers, if you will, of the first 1,000 pledge, but it wasn't originally my idea.
Okay, all right, because I sort of had that wrong. You know, I mean, I'd love to set a commitment. I think it took us, about 3 years, wasn't it? 4 years to get here to the 1,000. I think that, you know.
Actually, I think you can go all the way back to as far back as 2004. This counter.
She's talking about from the first 1,000 pledge till now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, from the completion of the pledge. I gotcha. Maybe. I don't even recall.
To me, it's been a while. So, you know, one of the things, of course, that I would like to see is for us to sort of keep this momentum going.
Yeah.
I think we're living in, you know, in the Chinese curse of may we live in interesting times. And I think as compared to, you know, the early 2000s, things have gotten a lot worse in the past 10 years. And I think more people are, becoming conscious of that. So, you know, I say let's do the next 1,000 in 2 years, or cut whatever the time was in half. I mean,
yeah, I think that's
a
reasonable goal. I think that's a reasonable goal for sure. How awesome would it be? I mean, we're already having so many great successes, and so many. Just today, Derek J., we were talking about what's coming up on Thursday. We've got Kelly Voluntarius from the Keene area going out to Manchester to do another airport protest. In fact, you're going to be joining her.
That's
as I
right.
And so we're going to have a dual, I guess a bisexual, shall we call it, protest. And also that afternoon, there's apparently a trial going on in Manchester that's going to be pretty wild. Like people are going to be wearing some crazy hats.
That's
some
right.
Some Quakers are going to be going into court, and they're all going to stay seated in Manchester, which really shouldn't be an issue. We've never had an issue in Manchester with that. But that sounds like fun, and it's happening at the same time as some hearings on some important legislation happening in Concord. It was one of those things where I'm like, oh crap, there's two things happening at once and I can only be in one of those two places. And that is one of the frustrations of being up here. And it's a good frustration to have, is that sometimes there's just so much going on, you can't possibly do it all.
It's good to have options.
And, you know, Ian, I mean, you know, the great thing will be is if we have another 1,000 movers come in, you know, or God forbid the 20,000, because who would be able to keep anything straight then? You know, I do feel like, you know, we've talked about this in the past, and I'm sure you have on the show, that 20,000 benchmark, which, you know, originally was the number for the triggering event, is so high based on what we see happening on the ground with mm-hmm. just 1,000 people. I mean, if we get another 1,000, I think we're pretty much good to go. So, you know,
2,000 would already, I mean, if we had 2,000 activists here in New Hampshire and they were all actually active, because I don't think that 1,000 is really truly active. I think a lot of them are working, they're getting settled. They're,
double what we got, you know, would be pretty awesome.
Right, they're putting down roots. You know, 2,000 activists would be more than the Republicans and Democrats have combined. And, of course, a lot of the people within this movement are becoming Republicans and Democrats and are getting involved within those political parties. And, you know, Carla, would it be possible to have you stick with us for another segment?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, if you've got time, I want to hang on to Carla. She's the president of the Free State Project.
Queen Quill, as she is called.
That's right. And
reference to the porcupines.
Well, I want to hear from Carla is what she's excited about at the upcoming Liberty Forum, because that's literally coming up in a few weeks. And we've talked with the organizer, Chris Lawless, about it. Obviously, he's excited about it. He's putting the thing together. But I'm wondering, what is it that Carla's looking forward to? Because there's so many great speakers that are going to be there, and it's going to be one of those things where you're not going to be able to see all the speakers at once, because they're, you know, there's usually two or three scheduled across simultaneously from one another. So who's Carla going to go and see? I'm curious about that. Of course, you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get signed up with coupon code FTL2012 and save 10%. More coming up. You can take control. Free State Project. This is Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
If your car's battery is over 4 years old, it could be living on borrowed time. And they always seem to fail at the worst possible time. So get yours checked today, free, at AutoZone. And if you need a new one, get Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough and built with patented technologies, so you can count on them all year long in any weather. And they're only at AutoZone. So get your battery tested today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com, and the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com will take you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com. We'll actually continue with one of our Shriners on the line here in a moment, Carla from the Free State Project, but first...
Indeed she is. Do you not have enough time in your day to read books anymore? Like, it's just difficult to sit down with a book, carve the time out of your day, and read it. I have had that experience many times. Audible.com is the leading provider of digital, premium, digital, spoken, audio information and entertainment. They've got all the categories there. Obviously, today is the day of the Florida primary, and I was keeping an eye on Ron Paul and actually searched Audible, and sure enough, they've got Liberty Defined by Ron Paul and In the Fed by Ron Paul, The Revolution of Manifesto by Ron Paul, and you can go check out the whole list. You can get them all you can get individually any one of them for free from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Just go over there, sign up with the information they want from you at audiblepodcast.com/FTL and get your free download. It's a gift from them to you via Free Talk Live. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
We are going back to Carla, the president of the Free State Project. She is still with us here as we're discussing a big milestone for the Free State Project today. 1,000 Free Staters, so-called 1,000 Free State Project participants, now counted as in New Hampshire. And Carla, you're back with us. Are you there?
I'm here. Yep.
So this is a pretty big deal. I would imagine there's going to be some level of celebration of this at the upcoming Liberty Forum here in a few weeks. And I wanted to kind of get your view of the Liberty Forum as an event. I mean, obviously, you've been to them before in the past. Is this going to be your first Liberty Forum as president of the Free State Project? I believe so, yes?
Yes, indeed, it is going to be. You know, Liberty Forum was sort of the clincher for my husband and I when we were deciding to move from New York. We had come up to Porkfest once and sort of met people, and this was, you know, back in the day, 2006, when Porkfest was an entirely different animal to the large and beautiful thing it has become.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came to Liberty Forum the year after that, and I was like, you know, it just gave me that balance between sort of the party outside, camping world that is Porkfest, and the more sort of, you know, a little suit, not suit and tie, but, you know, just a little more professional. It's in a hotel. You can shower, that kind of stuff. So getting that balance is really what made me decide, you know, I was ready to move.
What are you looking for forward to at this year's Liberty Forum? I imagine you've availed yourself of the list of speakers. Who is it that you're looking forward to seeing the most?
You know, obviously, Joel, we'll just call him Joel. I'm pretty excited about because, you know, I'm very close friends with the Bardo Project, which is a self-sustaining farm up here in the area where I live. And I know he's a big hero of theirs. They have all these books, you know. And so
he is the author,
by
the way,
really
of seven books, apparently. This guy's written seven books, and one of them is You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. So I'm sure it's going to be a big attraction. In fact, apparently Chris Lawless thinks so because he's made him one of the two keynote speakers for the event.
That's correct. And then, of course, the other keynote speaker is Peter Schiff, who is always a blast. I mean, you know, you can learn so much from him. He's opinionated. He's smart. You know, so he's certainly a not miss for most people. I've seen a lot of his stuff. You know, I go to conferences with him. So I might give him a skip, and I would probably go for John Bush, who is, you know, out of Texas, and he just blows me away every time I hear him speak. He's a very solid voluntarist. He's
mm-hmm.
someone, you know, who is trying to create a wholly free society sort of from first principles, and I really enjoy listening to him speak. I think he's a really smart guy. I like the way he frames stuff, so I will definitely be going in to take a look at him.
Yeah, John Bush is a really passionate guy. I always enjoy spending time with him. He's a great activist. Hopefully we can get him and his wife up here one of these days. I know they're teetering on the fence, from what I understand, about moving
to New
Hampshire.
They're fond of
Austin. They are fond of Austin.
They are on the fence. I have been, you know, working my charms, and I do, you know, I don't want to announce anything on national radio. But, you know, I think we're going to see more of them up here, so I'm excited about that.
Carla, you've been here since 2006 and seen the growing numbers to this day. What types of changes have you seen in New Hampshire that you've been most excited about?
Good question.
That's a great question, just to clarify. But I actually moved in 2008. I've been Yeah, so
you were visiting in 2006 is what you were saying earlier.
That's correct, yeah.
Got it.
Changes. Well, I think a lot more people in the state of New Hampshire know what Free Staters are than they did 4 or 5 years ago. And that can be obviously both a plus and a minus. I mean, on the legislative side, we've, of course, seen, you know, some gun rights, you know, concealed carry, castle doctrine, some of those things passing. And then I think just in the day-to-day living, one of the things I'm really starting to enjoy is I feel like I'm actually both part of this movement, but also part of the larger community in New Hampshire. And I think that's something that's important to do. You know, I have a day job. I work with people. You know, it's always interesting to sort of have the interactions, you know, where they'll say, oh, the Free Staters are doing this. And I'm like, wait a second. You know, you know, that's not us. Or let me explain where we're coming from. So I sort of enjoyed the sort of integrating and creating an actual life here for myself.
I see. Cool. And you say that more people know who the Free Staters are. Why do you think that is? Like, what's getting the most positive attention from the natives?
You know, that's a great question. Positive attention.
Well, I know it's a mixed bag, because you were saying people know who the Free Staters are, and that can be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on who's watching. But, you know, there must have been some events. For example, when I saw Topless Tuesdays, I was attracted to that. I thought that was a cool idea. And I know that got a lot of attention here in Keene, but there must have been some others that you know of.
I mean, in terms of activism, just to sort of circle back to Liberty Forum as well, I know Carlos Mueller is coming, and, you know, he's a journalist who's been arrested several times for taking photographs and video of police officers. I certainly, that was sort of where I cut my teeth. So he's someone I want to go listen to.
He's
not libertarian, so I think that will be pretty interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think he leans sort of more to the red side of things. But I think it'll be an interesting discussion with him. I know for me personally, I mean, from a sort of activism standpoint, that was when I came out of the closet is when I got arrested for filming cops. So I think that got a lot of traction, and that got a lot of traction actually with natives in a way where they were both empathetic and sympathetic, because it was one of those issues where not everyone is going to understand why you should be free to walk around topless and smoke pot. That's a harder sell for some people, but everyone kind of goes, what? You can't film cops?
For the most part, except for the trolls on the Free Keene blog. Hey, Carla, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you and look forward to seeing you and talking to you on the air in a few weeks live from the Liberty Forum. I'm sure you'll join us in our little studio at that time, yes?
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves on our toll-free number, 855-453. That is 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
All right, so 855-453. You can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. And you'll find that the features there are free. We've got news updates. You can get signed up. You can follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever works best for you. It's all free at news.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first free market, peer-to-peer, digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated, and you can buy them with credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands, but they can also be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and gifts. Be sure be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, so 855-453. Again, that's the toll-free number here tonight. It is yet again one of those primary days down in Florida. They're having themselves a vote, and according to DrudgeReport.com, Ron Paul is currently in fourth place.
Languishing in Florida, it would appear.
4 out of 4. But this was predicted, right? Because yeah. Ron Paul, first of all, Florida sucks.
It's as good as a mile in Florida. I mean, this is the reason we have cliches, Derek, is because sometimes they're true. Okay, so Mitt Romney currently is at 22.3% of the state reporting, so almost a quarter of the state reporting. Mitt Romney has almost half of the votes in the closed Republican primary. That means only Republicans can vote in the Republican primary. That's the reason that I was registered as a Republican in Florida, so I could vote in a primary. He has almost 50% 20% of the votes. Newt Gingrich is at almost 30%. Newt Gingrich will get the same amount of delegates as Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, and Gary Johnson, who are all, you know, the bottom four who have dropped out. If the number stays, meaning zero.
Do it's they 50 they delegates. Tell you where these results are coming from? Like, the metropolitan areas haven't reported yet, right? This is mostly rural.
Some metropolitan areas have reported some. Orlando's in, at least partially in. Tampa's partially in. Dade is partially in. Duval County, which houses Jacksonville, which is basically all of Jacksonville.
I'm just shocked that the numbers aren't more, you know, they aren't spread out more evenly. If Florida is as much of a red state as I heard it was, I would think there would be a variety of, you know, red voters that would vote, some of them, for Ron Paul. But there
some of them have. I mean, you know, the numbers
7%.
Aren't as good. Ron Paul didn't campaign in the state, and campaigning matters.
I see. Okay.
True. Campaigning does matter, but it is Florida, and Florida tends to attract people from, like, New York State and New Jersey, who are very statist and want to go down there and retire, basically.
I think, to some extent, the dynamics of the closed primary and the winner-take-all matter, too. People who vote in Florida, some of them know that, well, you know, it's winner-take-all, so I've got to vote for the winner. Whereas in some other states are saying, well, I'm voting to give delegates to my candidate. You can't do that in Florida. You can only give delegates to the winner. So I think it has that. I mean, that's just my guess. I believe it affects that.
So there's Ron Paul news out there today worth talking about. We haven't talked about Ron in any significant extent over the last few days. So to give you an update on what's going on, well, where has Ron Paul been campaigning? According to the Christian Science Monitor, he's been spending time in Maine, and they're going to tell us why here in a moment. But I wanted to share with you an interesting little side note. This you're not going to see in any of the news media publications online, because it was an industry publication that was sent to our email boxes, Mark. This comes from radio-info.com. It's one of those industry daily things that they send out to folks that are interested in that sort of thing. And usually it's not worth sharing on the air, but I thought this was. It's Ron Paul. It's an article about Ron Paul right at the top of, I think it was yesterday's industry list over at radio-info.com. From states far away, they're talking about volunteers for the Ron Paul campaign calling talk radio. And so it says here, from states far away, those volunteers called South Carolina talk stations like Clear Channel's WVOC 100.1 in Columbia. They've been calling Florida stations ahead of today's primary vote. They called stations in New Hampshire, says the Wall Street Journal, and it's all social media-enabled, grassroots enthusiasm. Talk radio needs and wants passionate callers. But what's new is the ability of partisans 2,000 miles away to listen online and call to correct what they perceive as attacks on their candidate. The Journal says a 23-year-old Ron Paul fan in South Carolina uses social media to urge like-minded fans to phone stations. Quote, this is, again, his post on his Facebook page, apparently, where the hosts tend to bash Ron Paul. We need to balance that out, unquote. Too much of a good thing is too much, though. WVOC's afternoon host Kevin Cohen says the volume of Ron Paul callers can, quote, leave a very bad taste in my mouth.
People are calling my radio show to give their opinion, and it doesn't agree with me.
Yep.
I mean, my God, what a bunch of namby-pamby little talk show hosts we have out there.
Well, I mean, they can't exactly handle a Ron Paul caller, right? Because Ron Paul callers are likely, more likely than the average caller, to be informed. You know, they're probably right, and they're, you know, talking about liberty from a principled perspective, which these hosts wouldn't know if it hit them upside the head.
What, right. I'm not surprised to hear that there were so many callers for Ron Paul. Of course, I have a bias, but I feel like anyone who's paying attention gets excited about Ron Paul and the ideas of liberty.
Right.
You know, he's so eloquent. He motivates people to do something to spread liberty. So, of course, people are acting.
And these talk show hosts don't know what liberty is all about. They talk about liberty. Some of them do. But they're just really talking about the liberty to control other people's lives and how they live. Because these guys don't want to hear. They don't want to hear about Ron Paul. They certainly don't want to hear from Ron Paul supporters. And I just thought this was really a, you know, perfect example of how some of these talk show hosts are getting very frustrated by, you know, an outpouring of support for a candidate that they believe can't win, that they don't want to hear about, that upsets them because they're not the typical Republican.
I don't understand. I mean, people talk about the political process as though you're supposed to participate in it, and then when people do, I mean, the Ron Paul grassroots campaign is the deepest grassroots America has ever seen, and these sick fascists, I mean, the deepest by far, and these people, they just can't handle it. It's like, no, you're a Myrmidon, you're a Polbot. I mean, they'll call whatever names in the world. They don't want to approach the issues. They don't want to talk about the issues. They just want to, put somebody on hold and keep them on hold. I just don't understand.
I'm really surprised that the, you know, mainstream media doesn't want more perspectives. I would think that a candidate like Ron Paul and his supporters would get the mainstream media excited for a new story, because all these other politicians are just pumping through the same baloney.
Well, I'm always where is the support for these politicians is what I want to know. Why aren't people as excited about Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, or Rich Santorum as they are about Ron Paul? Why is that? Why aren't
this the same old, same old? This is the same
old crap. Exactly the reason. I mean, you know, and the only reason that these three schmoes have any chance at all is because the media refuses to talk about Ron Paul.
Mm. In a lot of ways, they're still shutting him out, but he's certainly getting more attention now than he's
certainly
ever gotten
he's got
in the past.
Indeed, I mean, I wouldn't claim otherwise, but I'm just stunned.
You know, these talk show hosts are just, they're so lame. You know, on Free Talk Live, we enjoy callers that are not part of the choir. I like callers that are going to challenge a viewpoint, that are going to bring up a disagreement. I enjoy those calls. But then again, I don't have anything to fear from them, because I know that as long as I stick to principle,
you're not going to
be a good
pwned,
conversation,
you know?
Right.
Guys are going to get pwned on the air.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to them about, no, you're not small government. You yak about small government until it comes to time to talk about the military, at which point the United States is sliding down the list of economic freedom.
It's
and it's
also
because
going down
of
the
you
list
people who want to blow other people up around the world.
It's going down the list of press freedom as well.
Really, mister? You don't think if somebody blew up your family, you might be ready to fight? Oh, no, that couldn't possibly be the reason that people want to kill us.
Your call would be dumped already. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So the talk show hosts are getting frustrated. The news media can't ignore him like they used to be able to, and They're really upset by this. 855-450-FREE. Ron Paul is making a difference. And we'll tell you more about what he's been up to in Maine here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. It's an interesting strategy.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1739.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1782.25, $891.12 for a half ounce, or $445.56 for a quarter ounce. That's $1782.25, $891.12, and $445.56.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, and joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Our website is freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive in various different ways. We've got a lot of different options there for you to enjoy Free Talk Live and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And we give it all away to you. Now, if you like that and you'd like to support Free Talk Live, you may shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there at shop.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Basically, all you're doing is you're entering through our affiliate link. So it's just like the regular Amazon experience. You're just starting through our links. So therefore, Amazon knows to send us a cut of the sale. So once again, it's shop.freetalklive.com. Great way to get the stuff you're looking for in life and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Plus, you can visit Derek J's website. He's got his own blog, and where will that be found?
LiveFreeOrDance.com.
LiveFreeOrDance.com. What's some of the more recent stuff they're going to find there?
Some of the more recent stuff is my recent trips to court. I've also posted a video where I was pulled over, and the cop was lying about the radar, and I caught him on camera with that lie.
You and Luther were in that video, correct?
That's right. Luther was filming. He was in the passenger seat. We were just on our way across the Shire to work on some jobs, and we were held up at basically gunpoint without seeing the gun.
And he threatened Luther as well for having a video camera at all and ordered him to stop or else he'd be arrested.
Right? He also misquoted the law and said that we didn't know what we were talking about. So in the video, you'll see references to the actual law so that viewers can learn for themselves what the truth is.
Now, Luther didn't back down on the recording, which I was proud of him for that, because he doesn't really, you know, get out and hold video cameras too often. So I wasn't sure how he was going to handle it. But he stood firm, and that cop backed down. As we've seen recently, they've been trying this tactic, not in the Keene area. All of these instances have been happening in other places in New Hampshire. So you guys were in, like, the Manchester area when that happened. I had it happen to me out on the interstate somewhere up by Concord. And then it also happened with Ademo at the airport at the recent TSA protest, where cops will basically claim that, oh, you can't record me. I don't give you permission. And they'll, Right, and they'll say, oh, but it's not right. You can't do that. It's illegal. It's a felony. I'm going to arrest you if you
please
don't stop.
Please go right ahead. I'd love you to do that because the lawsuit is going to crush your department.
And they never do.
At this point, the what is it, Second Circuit or First Circuit? I can't remember.
First Circuit.
The First Circuit has ruled twice that you people don't have the right to not be recorded while as public officials working on public property during public time. You don't have it. You can go ahead and arrest me. Pretty please arrest me.
I'm just shocked that they still recite the old mantra where they say that you can video record, but you can't audio record. Now, I don't know about the listeners out there, but I've never seen or used a camera that you can just switch off the audio.
Me
you
either.
Have to turn off the whole camera.
Right.
So basically what they're saying is, yeah, I'm going to arrest you if you keep filming this interaction.
Of course they are.
But thankfully they actually haven't arrested anyone.
Well, I learned my lesson and locked the doors.
Right. Because you've had your door opened twice in the last 2 months.
That's right.
By cops. So you can go to liveforyourdance.com. You see Derek's video there, but there's more videos of that same, theme, if you will, over at freekeen.com as well. So 855-450-FREE. We continue with your calls about what you want. And then coming up, we'll share an email from a Bureau of Motor Vehicles bureaucrat who was listening to the show the other night in Indianapolis. More coming up here first. Jeff is on the line in South Carolina. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind?
Hey, you know how you have your shop.freetalklive system where you can purchase through your site to Amazon?
Correct,
yes. The state of South Carolina and a few other states were pretty keen to pick up on that business model and have chosen to pick up sales tax for Amazon sales in several states, including South Carolina. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of that, but...
So you're saying Amazon is now charging sales tax in some places?
Better than that. I've received several emails, and so has my wife, and I'm sure a bunch of other people, and there's some news articles out there from Charleston and Columbia, and Amazon is sending emails out saying, you paid this much money, you purchased this much from us in 2011... You may wish to take this to your income tax preparer. And
really?
I'm not sure what sort of obligation I would have to pay on sales tax from last year, if you guys have heard anything about that.
If you buy a certain amount from them, like over $600, I heard there being some new federal law about reporting your income if you're spending more than $600 at a single store in a year. Is that what they're claiming?
No, it's saying it's specifically just sales tax. I mean, the email says you may owe South Carolina use tax on your purchases you made from Amazon LLC during the previous calendar year.
Use tax? Is that what you said? You may owe South Carolina what kind of tax?
Use tax.
I don't know anything about South Carolina's laws or taxes. Have you ever heard of a use tax before?
I do not, but it says it's the amount of tax you may as though is based on the total sales price of the items you purchased the previous calendar
year. It sounds
year.
Crazy. I mean, I don't...
I yep. mean, are you sure it's an Amazon email? Has there been anyone else sending... Okay.
Yes, it's totally legit. My wife has received them. There's news articles from Charleston papers, Charleston TV.
Okay.
TV news.
So I have I have Googled SC use tax, and here it is from sctax.org. This is the sales tax and use tax page. They talk about the sales tax, which is apparently 6%, and then counties may impose an additional 1%. In South Carolina, and then in addition to that, there's also the so-called use tax, and they describe it as thus. Purchase of tangible goods for use in South Carolina, on which no South Carolina sales tax and use tax has been paid, are subject to the use tax. Examples include catalog purchases, goods bought online over the Internet, or furniture purchased out of state and delivered in South Carolina, on which no or sufficient South Carolina tax was paid. So basically, it's their way of taxing sales that they don't have necessarily jurisdiction over, their attempt at taxing those things. And it's likely a completely voluntary tax that you would have to inform them about. Oh, yeah, I also bought $1,000 worth of stuff from Amazon. Here's your $70, or whatever it is that they're going to do there. So yeah, essentially, does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what I figured, because in the email it does state this is the amount you may include in your South Carolina income tax return.
Wow, an actually voluntary tax.
Well, it's probably illegal.
But it's backed up by threats. I mean, right. There's a fear of what's going to happen if you don't do it. Right. I personally would wait until I was sent some bill by South Carolina before I ever got in any kind of upset over this.
Right. Amazon isn't obligated to send South Carolina any information about you. I'm no legal expert, but that's my understanding of Amazon's position. Since they're not operating in South Carolina necessarily, they don't keep those records. They're not sending like a 1099 or whatever to South Carolina. So they're just suggesting to you, hey, you may want to send this there.
We've got to tell you this because we're just trying to put up a front as though we're working with states on their sales tax. But
But Amazon doesn't benefit from that, so they would have no interest in collecting money for another agency.
Right, they're not collecting it. Right. They're just doing what they're told, and they're just kind of informing you about this tax and its existence. Should you wish to go and pay it, I'm sure South Carolina would appreciate you sending more money to them.
Yes, send checks to us here in Columbia. We love it.
Yeah. So there you go. Anything else on your mind tonight?
My guess is that nobody in New Hampshire got any of these emails.
They really wouldn't. There isn't a tax that's applicable in New Hampshire.
No sales tax
here in New Hampshire.
At least not on that. You will pay a meals tax in New Hampshire. So if you go out
prepared
to eat,
meals,
there is a tax there, and it's fairly hefty. Thank you, Jeff, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I think it's 9% here.
And that is crazy.
It is crazy.
Even at home.
Even Massachusetts has a lower meals tax than New Hampshire.
But why should people have to eat at home, Mark? I think it's nice to go out to restaurants.
The reason that they do it that way is the hope to be able to tax tourists. And New Hampshire has a certain level of, they have a higher sort of hotel tax and meals tax. I'm against all forms of taxes.
Don't they want more tourists? Wait, isn't that just discouraging?
Right. 1-855-453. They could end the meals tax and still make all kinds of money off the tourists through their liquor monopoly that they have, which also needs to go away. 855-453. These are some of the challenges we have here in New Hampshire. It is not the free state, as many people just, how come Ron Paul didn't win there? It's not the free state. Well, no, duh. It's a free state project. There's a lot of work to be done. More coming up here. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves, but at least we don't have a use tax in New Hampshire. At least not that I know of. More coming up here. Hour 2's next. 855-453. You take control. Free Talk Live.
VaporSniff's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff's are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at Vaporsmiths.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.